At the age of 11, Andrew Lam fled his home in South Vietnam as communist tanks rolled into Saigon. The son of a three-star general, Lam lived in refugee camps before settling in America and trying to reconcile his new identity with his traditional culture.
In Vietnam, when a child is born, the umbilical cord is buried into the land as a way of registration with the earth, with the spirits. And in a way, it's very poetic because in Vietnam, Vietnamese is nothing but his bond to the land and to the people.
Lam sees a parallel between his own experience and the experience of Hmong refugees who settled in central Wisconsin. He quotes F. Scott Fitzgerald.
The sign of a first-rate intelligence is someone who can hold two opposed ideas in his head without going crazy. You cannot anymore discard your past than can you deny your existence now.
And Lam sees the wave of Hmong and Vietnamese refugees in Wisconsin as part of a new transnationalism that's turning the world into a global village.
Migration is a big bulk of what we call globalization now. And I think because of that, people have two or three reference points, two or three different languages.
Lam says the new immigrants are breaking down barriers and making the world a better place. The NPR correspondent read from his critically acclaimed book, Perfume Dreams, at an appearance last night at UW Marathon County. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.